goes down at Tanaka Town, TNT podcast, episode, whatever the fuck. How you feeling, Tanaka?
So, man, we maintaining. It's cold outside, but it's grind season. You know what I'm saying? Back to work, man. Stone Mountain skates. Yeah, man, just staying active, trying to finish the year off strong. You know what I'm saying? How about yourself?
Loaded is the word.
Yeah.
December is going to be a very tiresome. I already feel it's going to be a very tiresome month. Just by the looks of the calendar, like, it's just a lot going on. Shout out Nia checking in. December's going to be crazy. But we'll talk about the schedule when we get there. So, any updates on DJ Tanaka? Anything new?
Nah, not too much, man. Really just working. Turn up at a good bonfire, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was a good time. Good to see all delinquents present, you know, at the spot. So yeah, salute to Drip, Breezy, AC, and 20 all in the building, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, it was a good deal. We had a good time, man. Did our thing. You already know the Blue Channel went crazy, so you know.
As always.
Yeah, man, it's a beautiful thing.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So I guess we'll talk about your scheduling with that. So, by the way, how, because I guess I never asked you about this, and I guess it really doesn't matter. But so now you're officially on the schedule. So, like, how did that go? Like, you just went up to Keisha and was like, "Hey,
yeah, what you doing?" Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know. I think, who was it? I think Drip told me to come with him. I thought she needed help. You know what I'm saying? Like, unloading something or something. Like, that's that's really why I went over there. And then, like, she was like, "Yeah, when is your bonfire?" I was like, "Oh, I never got a sign one." Like, you know what I'm saying? And, like, oh, she was like, "Okay, we need to lock you in." And then,
it's a spoiler.
You know, but, so yeah. It's just, yeah, man. So, you know, hopefully it go properly. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. See how it go, man.
You're gonna be fine, man.
Hopefully. Lord willing.
Lord willing. Look, what did y'all talk about? When we gonna start giving ourselves this credit, bro?
I mean, I gotta earn it, man. You know, turn up, you done did this thing, you know, numerous times. So you done already got, you know what I'm saying, the stamp of approval, you did. So.
But I mean, look, we didn't already laid the foundation. We didn't been there too many times for any of us to fuck up on bonfire.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just gotta make
sure. If someone's gonna fuck up, you're gonna be the one to do it.
No, I'm just saying I gotta make sure I fall in line. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be.
Here we go.
Yeah, you know, it's just you got the whole group. You dig? I'm not trying to, you know, have any discrepancies. You dig? If it's state property, I'm not trying to be Petey Crack. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's no disrespect to be Petey Crack, but he got locked up. You know what I'm saying?
Very that much
prevented
so.
Him from being the potential wasn't reached because
definitely because, you know, he went that crazy.
So it's like, you know, I just want to make sure I fall in line properly. You know what I'm saying? It's like, or we didn't take the G unit. You know, if he was 50 Cent. AC was Lloyd Banks.
Oh, so you're saying you want to be Yayo?
I'd rather be Buck. I'd rather be Buck out of the situation.
I'd rather be Yayo. He wasn't kissing on trannies. I'm just saying. That's just me. I mean, hey, no offense to trannies, but I'm not into that. It's not my thing. But
you feel like Yayo was successful?
As successful as he could have been. Bruh, like he be going on tour with 50 and all that shit. I mean, now granted he's playing the hype man, but bro, there's a lot of good money in that. I mean, yeah, he's not.
I feel like he had a solid debut. I just
what was your favorite single from Tony Ayo?
Probably Drama Setter, the record with Eminem.
Didn't even know he had a record with Eminem.
Yeah, it was one of them joints on the first album. But
how'd you feel about the song with Joe?
Oh, it was cool. I mean, I don't think Yayo is really like a, you know,
like a ladies man type.
Yeah, he's, you know, he keep it thugging. You know what I'm saying? So he, I'm trying to think of an accurate comparison, like
Here's my thing. It's with
like,
some of these.
It kind of reminds me of like Bankroll Fresh. Like,
You didn't just compare Bankroll Fresh to Tony Ayo.
You think
bro.
He could talk to the ladies like that, Bankroll? It's more so like, I just feel like he's so street. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa. Hold on.
I'm not saying.
Demetrius. No. We're going to talk about Demetrius. Demetrius, I get it's your age. I'm going to tell you how wrong you are when I see you.
Demetrius just said Eminem gets too much credit for those that aren't able to see what we're seeing.
I feel like the only people that say that Eminem gets too much credit are like trap rappers. Mm. People that actually don't rap. Either that or folks under like 25. Like those are the two people that I feel like Eminem is overrated. Kind of like, you remember when Gucci was like, ain't nobody bumping Eminem? Shit, I am.
we got to talk to Big Steve.
Oh, how did Big Steve feel about that? Shout out Big Steve.
Shout out Big Steve. We got to talk to Big Steve about that.
Oh, we going to leave it till we talk to Big Steve? Say less. I'm going to talk to Big Steve about it. Okay, yeah, anyway.
Talk to Big Steve about that.
Now, what were we talking about before we got reeled off? Oh, Bankroll Fresh and Tony Ayo. I could possibly see him like coming out with a lady record and it not be so because his voice was meant for that. Not saying that Tony Ayo's voice wasn't meant for that because it was cool, but like Tony Ayo Bankroll was a criminal too. I don't know. That's neither here.
Bankroll could talk to the lady.
I think so. Okay. I feel like he could have like a little smooth. I feel like he could hit one of those
like on some like popping shit type.
No, like what's that song? Rack and stacking, keep rack stack. I feel like hey, shout what you doing? How you feeling? Mm. How you chilling? When we chilling? Okay, then we villain. Okay. Like I feel like he could hit one of those little smooth little. Then have goddamn Jaquie singing on the chorus.
Okay, I mean I guess that's fair.
Type shit.
I guess it was Yayo trying to sing. That's what kind of threw that record off.
I'm curious again, but
yeah. And I was just like, man.
I mean, hey, man.
It was just the type of thing of like hearing Joe, and then it's like you hear
Yayo. Yeah, then you hear Yayo. And it was just like, I mean, he tried.
Like, them vocals were straining.
Them vocals was wild. Them vocals were definitely wild. Yeah. Speaking of wild, segue into this next joint. Shout out to anybody that had us as like in their like top five podcast. Bro, do you know we were like number one on somebody's podcast joint for the year?
I think I seen it. I don't know. That's love though.
Yes, man, very much so. That. So if there's anybody, if any of y'all like have us as your number one podcast on Spotify or whatever, or yeah, because it's Spotify that does that, right?
I don't know.
Because you know they be posting the artist posts like how many streams they had this year, how many listeners they had this year, how many countries were listening. You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
No, I know what you're talking about. I'm just trying to think. Yeah, I think it is Spotify. Because I didn't know if that was like Apple Music or like title, if like each of them had one that they did.
Yeah, like, you're right. I don't, I'm pretty sure Tanaka's just like me. We don't keep up with the streaming shit. Yeah, but. Yeah. If you are on Spotify and you have us in your top five, top three, whatever, however many they count, post it. Because I'm very intrigued to see if there is anybody else that has us in their top five.
Big facts.
Because, hell, I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't start this podcast thinking that we would be on anybody's top five of anything. Like, I did this because I like to talk about music and so does Tanaka. So, Shout out to anybody else that has us in the top five, and shout out to I think it's Julian. I feel like you don't know who that is. It's the guy with the mask, he comes to All American and Bel Air Monday, all that good stuff. But yeah, so once again, I always like to shout out to people buying the merch and all that good stuff. We are still doing the giveaway. I know, once again, my other page been deactivated, but once I get it up running, we're going to have all the information about the giveaways and stuff on that page. And Yeah.
Well, you guys can follow him at DJ T U U R N U U P. You know what I'm saying?
Like, what he said. And where can they follow you at, sir?
Oh, that ain't
what you, what the fuck? Okay, well, you can follow him at DJ Tanaka. You just gotta, I mean, as soon as you put in the T-A-N, it'll probably come in. DJ T-A-N-A-K-A, right? At least my name. I got it. There you go.
So yeah, man, we gotta get Turn Up back. You know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure you tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. You know what I'm saying? Line that joint up, man. We gotta get him back to the 10K. You did what I'm saying? So
back to the 10K. I was at 7. Relax. And honestly and truthfully, this is low-key a blessing in disguise that my joint got deactivated. Cause all of these followers are pure.
Are pure.
Like, bruh, like no I like robots, there are some folks.
No spammers.
Oh, no. I ain't never had no spammers or robots. That's some of them other folks that got like a million followers and goddamn 3 likes. But we're not gonna name no names. Look, they just know who they are. You have something to say, Tanaka? I'm sorry. Sure. Okay. And with that being said, we're going to move on to the question of the day.
Feels so good.
I'm not fucking with you, Tanaka.
Mr. Welcome back.
Let's see. All right. So, question of the day: what are you doing while you're driving? Are you listening to music? Or are you not listening to anything? I know some folks that do that.
I usually just be meditating for real. I don't really listen to music.
You don't listen to anything?
Mm-mm.
That's fucking.
It's like I just Evan with this man.
That's fucking weird, man, bro. That is weird.
That man turned up like what? Nah, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Turn up actually got like playlists and stuff. So he actually like.
Don't be giving my shit.
I'm saying like turn up. So his rise, I would be fired because he already got a playlist like ready to go. I don't really make playlists like that.
What do you do, Tanaka? I know what I do. What do you do?
I just be listening to like album, like new albums. Or
shout out
like
Jitterbug checking in.
One time for Jitterbug. Devin. nah, because I don't really call him Jitterbug. I just
I know. That's definitely me. He just be all over the place. But resume. Sorry.
Nah, I just really listen to like albums, like I guess old ones, new ones. Sometimes the radio just to see if there's any records that I haven't heard, and then sometimes like the mixes, like if it's like the club type joint, just see like, you know, the MC and DJ and how they be rocking it, you know, and all that. And then the Quiet Storm, you know, I'd be checking out the Quiet Storm. So that's like the main ones I really be checking for.
Word. So now can I finally say what I do? You know, you want to give a
man, CP? Turner got a whole game, whole game plan.
So here's the thing, right? it really just depends on where I'm at. So Demetrius, I'm gonna read your comment afterwards because I don't know what he's talking about. But it just depends on where I'm at and like what the vibe is. Because if I'm like just chilling, just driving or whatever. Which is pretty dangerous. I usually have my tablet, and then I'll have like I don't know, I'll have like YouTube on, and I always have like my Watch Later playlist playing, and it's just I don't know, it's just for me to update on shit. And but if I feel like getting lit or whatever, I'll have my playlist, my lit playlist. Sometimes I'll have my chill playlist. And yeah, I'm trying to think. Oh, and if I really don't feel like doing anything else, I'll just listen to a podcast. That's just when I'm tired of music. And I have my times when I'm burnt. I just don't want to listen to music. I know there's times when I want to calm down. I'll listen to the jazz station. I forget the jazz. I think it's 99.1. I always get it mixed up. It's either 99.1 or 91.9. I don't know. It's one of those. But the jazz station, I know that's what I listen to. I'm trying to think. Am I missing anything? Yeah, I think that's it. As far as I could think. So I do sometimes on occasions listen to the radio. The only times I really listen to the radio is when I'm trying to figure out like what the kids are listening to or like what the folks in the club are listening to, like just to make sure I'm not too left with what I'm playing at the skating rink or the club or the strip club or Bonfire or wherever I'm DJing at.
Thanks.
So before we move on, we're going to see what the hell Demetrius is talking about. When are we going to get your playlist? Because you don't have enough on Mixcloud. That, you'll never get my playlist. Because most of the shit that I listen to, y'all don't want to listen to. I have a lot of Eminem on there. So you don't want to listen to my playlist. I have a lot. Like Eminem is in my top. If I'm correct, he's in my top 10, I want to say. If not top 20. I don't remember. I want to say top 5, honestly.
Man, Sarno precise with that joint. He actually like got these lists like all mapped out, top 50 artists. And yeah, all that.
My I'm in the middle of my R&B right now. I think I'm at like 30. No, I'm at like 20. I'm at like 28, 27 or some shit. I don't know. I just post that on my personal page. But yeah. So if there's any way you can if there's any way that you listen to music while you driving, let us know. Our favorite segment, Guess the Bars. Of course, I don't have my fucking pen. Oh, of course. Beautiful. You have a pen out there waiting for me. I'll be right back.
Ugh. Man, Demetrius said, yeah, you can keep it. That's funny.
He wants some love making shit for him and Rashana.
Are they back rocking?
Probably. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Probably ain't. I don't know. I don't know what the folks got going on. They like Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
They be trying to kill each other and shit. But they love each other. They love each other.
Is that that hood? That's that hood.
Oh, so for the folks that don't know, I give some bars to Tanaka from some hip hop songs, and he does the same for me, and we read them out. And once we're done reading it, we grade it on the F scale, which is fire, ferocious, flat, frisbee, fecal from 5 to 1. And after that, we try to figure out if we know who it is or what it is, or try to guess if there's any favorite lines we have in there. And I guess we say who it is and go from there. Okay, well, while he's doing that, pardon me if I gotta be a boss bitch. Hello. I don't give a fuck what it costs, bitch. I floss big whips. I floss big chains. I talk big shit. Because I got big things. Now what you want to do? You better not step. Now nigga move back. Let me catch my breath. Bring it back to the floor. Sick with an ass so fat. This sound like, I feel like this is Trina, but yeah, I feel like this is Trina because it's not like too raunchy. And it's not like really talking about like money. It's not really talking about money or like pussy or like,
yeah,
shit like that. Not saying that Trina didn't talk about that, but in that era it wasn't like you didn't have to pussy the whole song,
right?
So I'd probably say Trina, because, and then on top of that, Trina was the only one talking about how fat her ass was too. So if not Trina, probably Kia. If not, but I would give this, I give it a flat frisbee. It was, Not saying that it didn't really do anything for me, because of course, I mean, well, granted, it didn't. It's a girl rapping, hopefully. But yeah. yeah, Flat Frisbee. Wait a minute. Hold on. This better not be Saucy Santana. But go ahead. Go ahead, bro.
Dang, turn off.
How'd you know?
Nah, I'm
flat. Yeah, I just fucking with you, bro. Go ahead.
Nah, this Shauna.
Wow, damn.
Yeah, on the Ludacris, or no, on the Diddy song. It's Diddy, Shauna, Twista, and I think Timbaland produced the record. It's off Press Play.
We talked about this last week.
And
wait, what's the last one? What's the last episode? I'm trying to think. I remember we talked about Press Play.
Yeah, so that joint.
I haven't heard it.
She, yeah. Dope track. If I pull a ninja over, I might take another L. I ain't really been the same since they killed my ninja Lil. Riding with a ghost, 40K, shit get real. No phone, no Twitter, no grandeur feel. Posting the chat till the ninjas yee-dee-da. Yee-da-dee, my bad. Call of Duty on me, ninjas not robbing me. Left wrist on lottery, got cottage cheese. I'm on win mode, bitch, there's no stopping me. I guess it's a flat fur. I like the creativity about it. I could F with the flow too. For some reason, I feel like this like some bae rapping. So I'm gonna just say keep the sneak.
Still trying to find it. I don't know what that shit is either. What'd you say? What'd you say? You gave it?
Flat fur.
Flat fur. Okay. Let's see. Oh, found it. You said this is who? Who was your guest?
Keep the Sneak.
Keep the Sneak. Well, okay. So, thing about it is, shout out Africa with the AK. Bow, bow, bow.
One sign for Africa.
Now, granted, I don't know where this guy is from, so you might be right. But shout out to Larry June. This is Larry June.
Okay, he's from the West Coast.
Is he really?
Yeah.
What? Which one? Do you know the North or the South or Southern California? Like he's from the Bay, yeah, or is I'm he from sure. Like? Okay. This song is Smoothies in 1991. Have you ever heard this song?
No, I haven't listened to enough Larry June. I couldn't even like name records that I've heard. So, but I've listened to him before. I haven't actually. Yeah, I couldn't remember the actual names of the records though.
Got you. All right. Let's see. I was ashamed my crew was lame. I had enough heart for most of them. Long as I got stuff from most of them. It's on even when I was wrong, I got my point across. They depicted me the boss, of course. My orange box cutter make the world go round. Plus I'm fucking bitches. Wait, plus I'm fucking bitches ain't my homegirls now. Start stacking, dabbling in racks, gun packing, nickname Mendia when the nickname Mendia make the senior tote my ninjas. Oh, my Nina, my bad, my Ninas. I don't know how to feel about this. Hold on, let me read again. I was ashamed my crew was lame. I had enough heart for most of them. Long as I got stuff from most of them. It's on, even when I was wrong, I got my point across. They depicted me the boss, of course. My orange box cutter make the world go round. Plus, I'm fucking. Bitches ain't my homegirls now. Started stacking, dabbled in crack, gun packing. Nickname India make the seniors tote my ninas. So if I were to guess, I would say this is either a late 90s to mid to late 2000s artist. And if it's like a 2010 artist, it's one of them highly lyrical artists that didn't really do anything. I don't know who this is. I would give this flat for like a 3.1, 3.2. It was cool. It was It was cool. Oh, okay. Well, it look like we got a guess. But who we got?
It's Notorious B.I.G. Sky's the Limit.
Love that record. Love that. Love that record. I don't know when the first time I heard this record, honestly. I did find it a little bittersweet because I definitely heard it after he was dead. I mean, obviously, because I was like 4 when he died. But I was kind of bittersweet watching the video because I was like, damn, was this video made after he died? Because I don't know. Have you ever seen the video?
I think I have. I'm not remembering it.
It's the video when all like it's him, Diddy, and 112. They're all kids.
Yeah, I gotta rewatch that joint.
Yeah, no, that's a smooth little video. It's just like, damn, was this like after he died? Like,
that's a little. That's a classic. My cologne and aphrodisiac. Unplug the connect on the internet. I like that sundress. I'm trying to get into that, but it's time for you to get rid of that. They trying to ridicule me about my past addiction. I'm in the trap house ceiling fan, no air condition. You can't be around me and be pessimistic, cause I'm pull that weave out. You gonna need extra inches. This that wet edition, that sex edition. In the trap house, huh? Dang. So you can't be pessimistic, cause you gonna pull that weave out.
What is that? Is that like a metaphor or something?
No, I just, he don't want no negative people. And if they are negative, he gonna pull the weave out. Like, you know, I don't know, bro.
I guess.
But, I guess it's a flat. Yeah, it's straight. I don't know if I know who this is. Sundress, I'm trying to get. I thought that sundress line might spark some, but I don't know the trap house joint. That makes me think that it's a southern artist. Yeah, I don't know who this is. Who we got?
So this is 2 Chainz.
Okay.
It's a feature. It's off of a song called the Plug.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Are you familiar with this song?
Yeah, I was introduced to this record by Mr. Turnip.
Really? I heard he's a swell guy.
You know what I'm saying?
Dark Side of the Web coming
shout
soon.
Shout out to the Isley Brothers. You know what I'm saying? Still doing their thing.
The Plug. Once again, shout out to Tanaka for putting me on to that Beyonce remix of Make It Say Again. What is it called?
Made me say it again?
Something like that. That. Yeah. That joint is hard. Yeah, that shit is hard. Yeah, but, definitely. Hold on. Let's see what we got. You're worse than a studio gangster. Behind closed door, getting his booty hole spanked up. Okay. You suckers disrespect the game. All these video hoes out here spitting your name. You love it when they make that ass clap, but she don't give me no cash. I'll pass it back. I'll kick her where she stashed the crack in the plastic sack when she cashed the lack. When she crashed the lack, punk bitch. Oh, hello. So this is either Too Short or Pimp C. This sounds like some pimp talk. And honorable like mention Sugar talk. Free, maybe. But Sugar Free, there'd be a lot more words. I feel like if it was Sugar Free, like, but so I would say Pimp C or Too Short, because they both of them are definitely known for talking about buttholes. So I'll give it a flat. Too Short was never known for his lyrics. He's pretty generic with his lyrics, and I mean, Too Short was probably like a couple steps up from Too Short, because he had his different flows and shit. Not by much, but I mean, it made a difference between the two. So
yeah
I give it flat. It's cool. Who we got?
Yeah, it's Too Short, Burn Rubber.
I don't remember. Wait, is this the first? What verse is this?
Segment.
Oh, okay. That's why I don't know this. Okay, cool. Well, you picked the right one, because I don't know about.
How'd you hear Barn Rubbin?
You know what's crazy? My first adult night, Randy's, shout out to Randy, Randy's boyfriend's friend, he was like, hey, you got a song called Burn Rubbers by Too Short. And I was like, no, I ain't never heard that record. And he was like, you might want to check that record out. The day after I went to check it out, and I was like, God damn, I should have downloaded this shit hard. Put the pedal to the metal. But yeah, so that's how I found out about Burn Rubber.
Randy's boyfriend.
Yeah, you know who Randy is, right?
Vaguely.
The general manager. I mean, he's not general manager anymore, but the manager of All American.
Yeah.
The one that seen you yell at Ravi. That Asian boy. He yelling at Ravi. Got in a fight with Ravi.
By the crib like Scarfaces, this is my world. All my ninjas down the bang, but we can try worse. Smoking ounces to the head till my mind swirls. I'm the mayor and my bitch look like a flag girl. I'm gonna give this a frisbee. Yeah, I don't know. It ain't do anything for me. The world and words, I don't know. Guess you gotta be the right type of rapper to turn that, make that work. Yeah, I don't know who this is.
So that's Wiz. It's off of Taylor Gang.
Sound about right.
You ever heard the song Taylor Gang? That's the joint with like all of them. I think. Well, I don't know if it's all of them, but I think it's like a couple of Taylor Gang folks. Taylor Gang.
What project?
Maybe Cabin Fever. I think maybe. I feel like this was. I feel like this was like Lex Luger. I
definitely heard it.
I feel like it's like some Lex Luger beat.
It's so funny because that would be something that Wiz would
say.
Just like,
my girl is like a flag of roll or something like that.
Nah, whatever. Just like the rhyme of world and words.
It's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
I can imagine it now in my head. So,
all right, let's see. Half step, pussy ass nigga. Hello. Why you looking at a nigga like you want to run one with me? Got a big gun with me. Don't feel like duking, I feel like shooting, fool. And I don't like your attitude. You do shit that them hoes on the raggle do. Old faggot, you better watch your mouth before I be front of your house when your ass come out. Old bitch ass, hold another nigga dick ass, snitch ass nigga. Keep looking at a nigga like you gonna tell me something. I'll fuck around and kill you. Fuck you around, kill your ass. This man is graphic, bro. Well, he said faggot. This has to be like 90s, 2000s, the newest, probably like 2012. That word doesn't get thrown around a lot now. Yeah, so, I have no idea who this is, but I give it a goddamn ferocious, just because his intensity is like crazy. I give it ferocious just for the intensity. Nah, I probably give it a flat. I give it a flat ferocious. I give it 3.5. I don't know. I'm being a little too generous, but yeah, I give it a flat ferocious. Flat ferocious. I'm not even gonna try to guess. Who is this?
Boom! It's on. We'll rock your toes.
Which one? Wait, who is this?
This is Trick Daddy.
It's Trick Daddy. Yeah, you know it's crazy. I don't think I've ever heard the dirty version of this song.
I know, right? Yeah, we always seen the video, of right? Playing football.
Football, yeah.
Oh, Trick.
Yeah. Dick. Fine, look at that.
Crazy. Yeah, when's the first time you heard What's Happening?
Oh, my bad. What's Happening, I heard, yeah, like you said, the video. That's back when they used to do that.
I know exactly what you're talking about. That's why it's so funny, though. That's what I forgot about this.
Bro, that's all you would hear on that song. What are you going to... I'm looking at a... Like, bro, why is so many...
The sound effects was crazy. Crazy, man. Hot pocket thought bitch, she can't never stop shit. I'm always on the ground with her friends trying to pop shit. Lame ass hoe ain't got no money, you a broke bitch. Shawty, you be tricking, you be stripping on that hoe shit. How you a joke, bitch? My ninjas, yeah, they tote shit. You don't want to get me started, I'm the type to bring a stick to the party. Is this Drip King? No. Shout out to Drip.
Shout out to Drip. Finally getting Sunday.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Drip. Him and Yoga gonna go crazy.
It's him and Yoga?
Well, it's him and... He has one by himself, but I think the one at the end of the month is him and Yoga.
Okay. I mean, he got... Whoever this is got their point across. Yeah, I get a flat. I don't know. Yo Gotti?
So, if there was ever a time that you could get a half point,
yeah,
it would be this. That was Drip King.
It was
Drip King.
You're lying.
It was from a serious? Yeah, that's Drip. Oh, snap. So it's from a song called "Dirty Ass Bitches."
Of course, that's crazy. Oh, I'm gonna have to be proud of myself for that.
Yeah, there you go. Yourself in the crazy. Back. See, I told you. Even, see, Jaw was right. We can just start giving ourselves the credit, bro.
I didn't even realize.
If there was ever a time that you get a half a point, it'd be now.
That's crazy. We don't have to hit Dread and tell him that.
Everybody switching up sides. Who can you trust? Believe who you want to believe. What's to discuss? Yup. Young the type of nigga that'll throw you the whip and ride the bus and still give the nigga my last. Enough is enough, huh? Bad bitch with me and she a mixed breed. Let her ride the dick like a 10 speed. They tell me turn up, so I change the gear. They know me and this motherfucker like Cheers. I know this, but it's not ringing a bell. It's not ringing a bell. I give it a flat. It was cool. It was all right. On a hard enough beat, it probably ride it hard. Yeah, I don't know. I know this song, but it's not coming to me. So
yeah, it's Jeezy Get Right.
Okay, I don't feel too bad. Yeah, I don't feel too bad. I don't know the first time I heard Get Right. Wait, what's Get Right on?
The World, I think.
It's The World?
Yeah, I think
okay.
So.
Yeah, no, I don't remember this. I remember this, but I don't remember this. So last one. Let's see if you pull another trick.
That's funny as hell. I ain't gonna lie.
That's crazy.
Never had my jaw broken, but his jaw bust. And I probably got your girlfriend on my bus. What happens on my bus, stay on my bus. And that white widow weed out the jar is a must. If you give me a cigar, then a cigar I'll bust. Put that white widow weed in the cigar and puff. Look, Ma, I'm trying to make a porno starring us. Well, not just us, a couple foreign sluts. Damn, I definitely know what this is. It's not ringing a bell, though. Never had a jaw broken, but his jaw busting up. It's on my bus. It stays on my bus. And when we out of the jaw, it's a must. Lil Wayne. Dang it, bro. This one in freestyle. Yeah, it's off of, I think it's off of No Ceilings. I don't know if it's like the Dero ice cream paint job or if it's, oh, maybe it's the Drought 3. Damn. I'm going to say Top Back Freestyle off of Drought 3. Lil Wayne.
Well, sir, You would be absolutely right. Because, yes, it was that. Congratulations, yeah, sir. You dug deep for that one.
That's a little difficult, bro.
Oh, you didn't rate it.
That portion, I would say, is probably like a flat, but I feel like a freestyle, like five.
Oh, of course. Of course, if we're putting it all together, then yes, definitely. But when was the first time you heard it?
Probably like 2009, maybe.
So basically when it came out, basically.
Nah, I think Drought 3 came out like 2007, wasn't it?
Oh, I'm tripping. Yeah, it did. Because
yeah, I was late on mixtapes. So like, I remember high school.
Yeah, you're right. Because I think No Ceilings came out in 2009.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
High school, they were like, you ain't never listen to mixtapes, bro? Like, nah, not just usually focus on the album. They're like, bro, you tripping.
You, yeah, I bet you were like, what? There's like another realm.
I knew about mixtape, but I was just like, I don't know, I just focus on the album. But they're like, nah, bro, you tripping, bro. You gotta listen to the mixtape. And then Drought 3 was like the first mixtape that they told me to listen to.
Well, there it is. Guess the bars. Boy, yeah, that's it. What we got next? Hall of Fame. Yep, Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame. I had my four brothers go against your Takeoff Delivery. Do you want to guess what won? You already know one.
Four Brothers.
Oh my God. Here we go, bro.
It's four brothers.
Oh my God. No. No. Takeoff only had like one brother, if I'm correct. Takeoff's Flow Delivery won the nominees. So he's the Takeoff's. Delivery Flow is the newest inductee in TNT Podcast Hall of Fame. Tanaka wins every time. So who we got going first, Tanaka?
I guess I'll say though.
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah. Question is what to set it off with. I guess I'll go with the scene from, you seen Training Day?
Yes, I have. Yeah, I had to think about it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I go with the scene like when Denzel like, King Kong ain't got shit on me.
That is a awesome scene.
That scene right there. I'll nominate that for the TNC Hall of Fame. That scene right there.
That is a hard, I ain't gonna lie, that's a hard ass scene. That's
definitely I'll put cases on all you. Y'all won't see the, like.
I wonder how many times it took for him to do that, or like was that like a one take Jake type thing? Because he was pretty intense.
Mm.
He was pretty intense for that that scene.
Pulls out when's the first cigarette, time? Just...
Did you see Training Day in theaters?
Nah. I saw that late actually.
I did too.
So I just got put onto it. Yeah.
So did you get put onto it in a sense of like you didn't know it existed or?
Yeah, I was never really a movie guy like that. So then like the homies like, bro, you tripping? How you ain't ever seen, you know? And it's like, okay, like I said, I would go do my homework, you know? So, so yeah, you know, just had to check out Training Day. It was interesting like watching that was like very interesting. I remember the first time I seen it just because, you know, you under the impression that like Denzel, you know, he's a good guy.
He always plays a good guy. Yeah.
You know, he's mentoring.
Mm-hmm.
And turn out he on some like fraudulent type mm-hmm. shit. You know what I'm saying? So
did that give you a different outlook on cops or did you already at that point in your life already like, know about dirty cops and shit?
Yeah, I think I already had known about that just from other movies, but like that gave me more insight to just how like twisted the world can be, mm-hmm. you know, and just how, like, I guess that awareness, you know what I'm saying? Just like in understanding people, you know, cause I don't know. And then it's also a testament almost to like faith and like the universe though at the same time though. Cause like people may say it's ironic, but it's like, you know, in life there's not really coincidences, you know, like that's what meant to happen. So like him saving that girl, you know, and that end up being the folk that's trying to kill him, you know what I'm saying? Like that, you know, speaks volumes to like him doing the right thing in the situation where them folk was like, oh, don't pay them no mind. Like that's like petty crimes. We focus on the big stuff, you know what I'm saying? But he genuinely care about the community, so he went and did that, you know. Mm-hmm. So it showed that good deeds do get rewarded.
So is that scene you picking to nominate, is that your favorite scene of the movie?
I wouldn't say it's my favorite, but it's just it's just like a classic scene.
Oh, that's definitely a legendary scene.
You know, I know that you know, every person's kind of felt that way, you know, where mm-hmm. they're kind of untouchable and just like, you know, just the man out you, you know. And yeah, people be using that scene a lot in different instances, you know, or make references to it.
Do they?
Yeah. I feel like, yeah, Diddy had did that, you know, the reunion joint.
Oh, he did? Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
So when he came to Atlanta, he did a little bit different than how he did it in Brooklyn, you know, and the intro was that
the audio clip day thing?
Yeah, that audio clip.
Drip, you know, it's funny, we were just talking about you, but but I get you gotta listen to the episode when it gets put on the platform to know what we're talking about. But what were we saying? I'm sorry.
Oh no, that's it. Oh, that just it. That Diddy had used that audio clip to start the concert.
But that's odd. Like what would make him use that audio clip? Like, I mean, because, see, since you're saying that, like, he was, like, trying to make it different from, like, I could see if he did that in L.A., because yeah. Wasn't it supposed to be in L.A.? I mean, wasn't Training Day in L.A.?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah. I don't know. I didn't get the correlation, but I don't know.
Check out Drew King at Cascade this Sunday. It's going down. It's what?
Type shit. Type shit. Lord of mercy.
What would they be doing like? Someone from like the pop, the Northeast DC pop. New job be coming up with stuff all the time, you know.
Different terms and stuff like. I had to, bro.
It was only a matter of time.
It's only a matter of time. It's not a matter of if. It's a matter. It was a matter of when. Out there in the streets cruising, you might have seen me out there doing anything but losing. If you fake, I'ma put you up. So like I tell y'all, if y'all before y'all give it to Denzel Washington and Training Day, go on YouTube and look up, what's this nigga's name? What's this? Tabby Bonnie, T-A-B-I Bonnie, and the song is called The Pocket.
Good lord. Good lord. If you're from the DMV, you probably know this record.
Yeah, if you're from the DMV, you probably know this legendary record. Oh, you said you Drip, you said you playing that on the step set, right? You remember I played that shit? He was like, This shit hard. What is this? Boy, he was backpedaling like Donovan McNabb. He's like, oh no, never mind.
What's up, bro? We gotta make a drop for a Drip, bro.
That's what it sounds like. Oh, Drip.
Going down this Sunday. Cascade H's DJ Drip.
Drip, did you get Dev the Gemini's request that you he put two requests in your little box thing. You might want to check that out. So we have fuck, I'm being goofy. I forgot your shit. Oh, the famous scene, the King Kong scene from Training Day versus Tabby Bonnie's Put Me in the Pocket. my God, bro. I had to, bro.
Like, I already know.
This song is beautiful, bro. That song is a masterpiece. Mwah. Chef's kiss. But, So, turn up song of the... Wait, we on turn up song of the day, right? That's what's next?
Yeah,
turn up song of the day. Turn up song of the day. So, this song, we're going to take a trip back to 2012. Or was it 2011? I don't know. Let me check. I think, if I'm correct, it's 2012. Yeah, 2012. Let's take a trip back to 2012. This is before Future went Super Saiyan.
All right.
I'm not going to lie. There's not a lot of Future songs I like before Beast Mode. But this is one of them.
Right.
This is one of them. So, with that being said, my song of the day is Future's Homicide.
Mm.
That's probably like one of my favorite records pre-Future Super Saiyan.
That was Snoop?
That was featured on it, yes. Snoop was featured on it. He had the first verse. And I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know if Snoop maybe actually listened to the song, because I ain't going to lie. Snoop went nuts on that song. That first verse is crazy. The fact that he was able to switch it up for like a trap beat, because you know Snoop Dogg is meant for like Cali beats. Well, not even just Cali beats, but like beats in a certain BPM.
Right.
And he's not really known to be in that BPM, like in a trap. So the fact that he was able to flip that shit like that,
crazy.
That beat, and not to mention the beat, but yeah. His verses.
Drip, you gotta get back to work, bro. I need your assistance, man.
Yeah, y'all can talk about that later. Alright, so that's definitely my favorite song on Pluto as well. That's my favorite song on Pluto. Snoop Dogg had my favorite part. Future part was cool. He held his part, but yeah, Snoop Dogg definitely had my favorite part. And I'm not gonna lie to you, there are certain songs, you know, there's certain songs that kind of remind you of a certain moment or a certain, you know. It just brings back a memory.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I think of this song, I always think of... Well, anytime I think of any song off of Pluto, I immediately think of SC State. Shout out to South Carolina State University. Most interesting 1 year of my life. Because I just remember listening to that album, listening to the Pluto album for the first time in the dorms. In the dorms, and we were just outside. That's back when we were just outside in the dorms just chilling. I was on my laptop just... running through the Future Pluto mixtape album, because that was his first album. But trying to think if I found anything else on this song. John Boy. Do you know who John Boy is?
Yeah.
Do you know any other tracks he's done? He's apparently the producer of the track.
He was a part of the I think they had like a collective of producers that were underneath Mr. Carla Park, and it was like John Boy, The Wobble. Who did The Wobble? Mr. Hanky.
Mr. Hanky.
I feel like they was called The Package Store or something like that. And then they each started doing like their individual stuff. I don't know. I could be mistaken, but
they were all under Mr. Carla Park.
Yeah, I feel like they kind of came in underneath him, you know.
Mm.
Like, just because I know Carla Park did all them, like, you know, them kind of catchy joints,
right?
And then like brought them in underneath, so.
Man, yeah, bro. If you're looking for a hard trap beat song with two niggas going crazy on the song, I would definitely recommend you listen to Homicide. That's my song of the day. Yeah, there's not really much else to talk about this song, but the beat is crazy. Snoop Dogg goes nuts as you would never believe. Future, you know, Future holds his own, and yeah, that's Homicide.
You say you wanna take a ride, get in. I'm gonna find that other side, getting it in.
And I was happy. I will say this before we move on. I am a little happy that I was able to bring that song back when for the Skate World. Yeah. I was definitely happy that I was able to bring that song back, because that was, like I said, that's like one of my favorite Future songs, and probably one of my favorite early Future songs. That probably is my favorite early Future song.
Yeah.
Oh, I lied. Not before Beast Mode. Before Monster. Monster was like the first one. Well, it was before Monster was like. But yeah. Anyway. So yeah, that's my song of the day. Homicide, featuring Snoop Dogg.
Nah, it's on hard. Album of the day, we're gonna go with Ludacris's Red Light District.
Every time I think of this album, I always think of one song.
And which one is that?
Spur of the Moment.
Spur of the Moment. One time for DJ Quick. So yeah, Turner, did you actually hear this album?
I have not. Okay. This was an interesting time in my life, because I didn't just yet move to Georgia. I was still in California. When did this album come out?
Yeah, 2004.
What time is it, like late
December?
Yeah. See, I still had like six months in Cali.
Right.
And I think at that point I knew I was moving to Georgia. I think I did.
Yeah.
I think I did. I don't know. I think I did. I moved to I think I knew at that point I was moving to Georgia, and I do remember my favorite song on there at the time was Number One Spot, mm-hmm. cuz it was off of the Austin Powers. It was mm-hmm. Austin Powers Gold Member. Yeah. That was my favorite song on the album. I didn't hear about Spur of the Moment until I got older, and I just so happened to hear Early play it. And I was like, yo, this beat is like riding, and like DJ, why have I never heard this song? DJ Quick is like flowing on this joint. I didn't know Ludacris and DJ Quick knew each other. like this shit is crazy. But it's probably the furthest back I can remember about Red Light District. And correct me if I'm wrong, but this is the last album of Braid Ludacris, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh.
Yep.
The end of an era.
The end of an era. Well, I guess unless you're counting the compilation album, I don't know.
What was the compilation? Oh, the Georgia, yeah. One with Georgia. Oh, well, I mean, you could. Yeah, let's see, why not? Sure.
Yeah, this was really my introduction to Luda for real, because this was the first like Ludacris album I really heard.
Really?
Yeah, because Chicken and Beer, like that was like a little bit before. So this was like the first Luda album that I actually owned. I knew all the singles from Chicken and Beer, but I never actually heard the full project.
Mm-hmm.
And so with Red Light District, this is where I really got tapped in for real. What'd you think of Get Back?
It was cool. DJ question. What BPM is that song?
Like 90-something, I think.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think so.
Why doesn't anybody ever...
I was just about to ask you. I ain't gonna care. I was just about to ask you.
Hey, that. Drip, if you're still on here, look up a song by Ludacris called Get Back and tell me if that could potentially be a step song, if you're still on here.
Oh my bad. It's 86, my fault.
Oh, I still use that. That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, the singles were number one spot, Get Back, Pimpin' All Over the World, Blueberry Yum Yum, and The Potion. I feel like The Potion was more so like a
street single. You know what's funny? I knew about The Potion before I heard about Blueberry Yum Yum. I didn't even know Blueberry Yum Yum was a single.
Oh, for
like,
real?
At all. Like, dang. Blueberry Yum Yum got no play in Cali.
Okay, yeah, it got play in Seattle. They used to play it on the radio.
This is when I'm listening to the radio hard. Like,
yeah. Yeah. What'd you think about Blueberry Yum Yum?
Yeah. I mean, I heard it late too, so
yeah.
It was okay.
Yeah.
What's crazy about The Potion, I feel like you already know what story I'm gonna bring up.
Oh, I don't think I do.
You know about the Jay-Z thing, right?
He passed on the beat? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. Oh yeah, yeah.
This was supposed to be Dirt Off Your Shoulder.
Right.
Right. Could you imagine, bro? Gotta get that Dirt Off Your Shoulder. I'm gonna have to try that now that I shout out to Virtual DJ. But go ahead.
Yeah, so that Pimpin' All Over the World, though, that was my joint. I have for that record heavy.
It was cool. Well, it was cool with me. I mean, I didn't hate it. I didn't hate it, and I didn't like adore it, but it got play.
Yeah,
it definitely got play on my side.
In regards to the album cuts, that Child of the Night with Nate Dogg, I always F with that record. Of course, Spur the Moment with DJ Quick. You know what I'm saying? That was another one. 2 Miles an Hour was a dope record that eventually got remixed by Player Circle. Shout out to DJ Toomp for the production on that one.
Shout out DJ Toomp.
Trick Daddy and Luda on Hopeless, you know, that was, you know, kind of the struggle record, you know, in which they talk about the hardships of life. That was pretty dope. And of course, The Virgo with Nas and Dougie Fresh. So,
are you still kicking yourself for not knowing that?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Considering I own both albums, you know, so.
Ludacris.
Yeah, but
I forgot. I didn't even know The Virgo was on here. You know what's crazy? I don't think I knew that. I thought it was a Nas. I thought it was a Nas record.
Yeah, they had on both albums. So, but yeah, those were the main records that I really rocked with, for real, album cut wise. The singles were all dope. I'd say that Pimpin' All Over the World and Number One Spot, I would say, were probably the two favorites. Blueberry Yum Yum, I mainly appreciate just because that's an organized noise production. But yeah, I mean, I felt it was a solid effort from Luda, you know. There were some records that, you know, I probably skipped, you know what I'm saying? That's but
fluff.
Yeah,
shout out Big Steve.
But yeah, for solid project, you know. That's one thing I'll say about Luda, though, is that I don't think he ever really had a classic, you know, classic top to bottom album. I feel like it was a lot of like solid projects that had good singles. But
not even Chicken and Beer?
I'm not sure. I would have to revisit Chicken and Beer to really, yeah.
Because I feel like
that's the one that had these hoes in my room or something.
Love
like
that record, but that's I feel like that's the closest
he I got could, I to could a go for
classic.
That. Yeah, I could go.
But as we always ask it around this time, let's reel it back in.
Did you like Teamwork?
I haven't heard that record.
Okay.
I didn't hear Chicken and Beer, by the way. But reel it back in. Well, we always ask around this time. Have you heard all of Ludacris's albums?
I feel like I've heard the majority of them. Yeah.
Is it Ludaversal, the one you didn't listen to?
No, I actually own that record.
Oh,
and yeah, man, it's it.
Poor thing. And that's the one with Good Loving on it, right? See, I didn't. No. See, turn I didn't up. Even do that on purpose. It's just turn the up, sigh. Man. Is oh, you didn't like Good Lovin'?
I mean, it was cool, but it was insert rapper here type of
feel. Type shit. Oh, any rapper could have made that.
I feel like.
Yeah, I hear that. I definitely hear that. Okay, so where does Red Light District sit? Yeah,
we got this Hot Miguel record. Does any rapper want to buy the single?
Me. They just bidding. 35, 45, 45, 55. Sold, Ludacris. So before you have it, before you have an aneurysm.
I be feeling like Napoleon Dynamite when I sigh about that. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh my God.
The magic. But now, Red Light District. I say it's like top. It's definitely top five for sure. I'm trying to think if it's top three. Because I guess you could say that Chicken and Beer is probably number one. I don't know if I've heard Word of Mouth. And, yeah. I'm going to just say it's top five. But I haven't heard. I don't think I've heard Word of Mouth or Back for the First Time, so.
Yo, what's crazy is Back for the First Time, I think, is the only one I've heard from top to bottom.
I hate it. But, yeah. I just was not a fan of Release Therapy because it won the Grammy over T.I.'s King.
So I remember.
And I wasn't a fan of Moneymaker, so.
Yeah, that was definitely Vanilla Pack crazy. That's definitely a Vanilla Pack special right there. So, anything to wrap
up? Have you ever played Runaway Love?
Yeah, I played it at Gold Rush. You?
Not go there. Nah, I don't know if I've ever played that record. I remember it's like really big though. Like on the
they probably used it in like movies or some shit or like TV shows.
Like it was big. I feel like they used to always play it on the radio.
Oh, definitely.
And like play it on like video definitely. Countdowns and stuff.
Definitely.
But I don't know if I've ever heard that at anywhere. Just,
okay,
else.
But here's the thing, right? And I'm gonna reel it out real quick. For my people that don't know, just because it's not being played at a party or at the club or a lounge doesn't necessarily mean that it's not meant for the radio. Like, I don't know when we got to this point that everything on the radio had to be club worthy. But that wasn't always the thing.
Right.
Like, I remember when Eminem was being played on the radio. Like, the real Slim Shady and goddamn, just all that shit.
You think that's why they play Rod Wave?
No, they play Rod Wave in the club.
Do they? They play Hard on Ice?
Yeah.
Oh, for real.
Now, I don't know about Tombstone. They might. I don't know. Teacher's on. But, yeah.
I remember a time when they played Nappy Roots.
I'm trying to think. Did I ever hear? I was going to say Selfish by Slum Village, but I don't know if I actually heard that on the radio or if I just seen that on the music video. I don't know, but we're reeling out real. We're reeling way out.
Ludacris Red Light District. Make sure you go check it out. Luda's last album with the braids.
Whole Andy. All right, so what is that, DJ Talk? DJ Talk. So, Tanaka, I have a question for you.
Oh, yeah, Sagan.
What's your main source of music or where you get your music from?
I say YouTube. Like, when I go to get music, I usually go to YouTube, do all the research, like, of course, through like Tidal and like all that, as far as like records I want to get. and then probably go to YouTube, just because if it's not a single, and knowing me, I usually dig deep with the album, because I usually gotta go to like YouTube to really get that. So I'll search long and hard on YouTube and find those records.
I'll probably say my main source would probably be the franchise record pool. Unfortunately, because I ain't gonna lie, Funk Flex, you be tripping sometimes, bro. Like he would have his moments where he'll erase like one random artist, and like it won't be on there, and I'd be like, bro, he's like the hottest artist right now. Like, why don't you have this person? But record pool, I'll probably say is my main source of music. Any other time, I'll like, I don't know, just do hard research on Google. But that's when I'm really looking for a record. Like when I have found that that Bobby Valentino record or that mm-hmm. Jay Holiday record. Or there's this app I have on my phone. I don't know. I be forgetting the name of it, but sometimes I'll use that for when I can't find certain shit. And then yeah, sometimes I'll use YouTube. I try to stay away from YouTube because YouTube's bitrate, and if you don't know what bitrate is, it's just the quality of the music. Some of the bitrate of YouTube music, I mean, you could tell that some of that shit is from YouTube and it just doesn't sound good. So that's why I try to stay away from YouTube. But the only real reason why I go to YouTube is because sometimes they be having clean versions and I just don't feel like making the clean version. And I just be like, whatever, give it to me.
Yeah, side note for YouTubes, I usually only go to like the official, you know. Like official recordings.
Like if record. You're looking for a Drake song, you go on to Drake's page type shit.
It's not even like Drake's page, it's like the one that's like actually from like
the record label.
Yeah. Like I don't know how to explain it to y'all, I would have to show y'all. But yeah, basically just yeah, it just shows the album cover and mm-hmm. then like, you know, I don't know. It'd be a little difficult to find sometimes.
I was going to say, because yeah. can't anybody just do that? Just put the album cover on the...
Yeah, but it's just like, I'm saying like in terms of, I don't know how to explain it, bro. It's like, it's just official. It's like whatever you're listening to on like Apple Music and Tidal, that's it. You know what I'm saying? As right. opposed to like all these other, you know... other ones.
Makes sense.
So
makes sense. Well yeah, that's a DJ talk. So boy, this fucking December is fucking loaded. So we're gonna move on to the schedule. So for my folks that don't know, my page got deactivated, but on my new page now, you can go on the page and check out where I be at. I be at the same spots every day for the most part. This is like the stuff I'm about to say is like the stuff I do irregularly. So like Saturday I'll be at Cascade from 1 to 6. This Saturday. By the way, I need to talk to you off air. And then the 9th, I'm at Southern Honor Wrestling doing the kickoff show. So if you're into wrestling, independent wrestling, come to Canton, Georgia, pull up. It's the best independent wrestling they have in Georgia. So, you know. Come pull up and watch that. Doors open at 7. And yeah, I'll be doing that first hour. And if they have intermission, I'll be doing that. Then the 10th. And then the 11th, I'm back at Sparkles Gwinnett for their adult night. 16th, I have a private event. 16th and 17th, actually, I have a private event. The 23rd, I'm back at Cascade from 7 to 11. The 26th, I will be... 26 is going to be a busy ass day because not only am I doing Bel Out Mondays, but I will be with my rotation DJ fam at Motion Monday. And the 30th of December, Stray Out of G Co is the next. That's the next one. And that brings us to next year, which I don't have anything posted yet. Well, not until April. April, if you're looking that far in advance, April I have Bonfire on the 16th. So, yeah, that's what I have going on so far.
Yeah. So, December 8th, I believe. I think that's a Thursday. We back at Stone Mountain 7 to 11 family session, and December 9th, I'll be at Sparkle Gwinnett holding down the teen session. December 10th, Saturday night, Trap Fever. We back at Stone Mountain Skates. And yeah, just looking forward to it. Myself and Turnup, man. You know, it's back in action. We need y'all riders and steppers to pop out for real. You know, we're going back to where it all started, man. You know. After that, December 11th, I believe, yeah, December 11th is going to be Soul for Sunday at 8 to 12 at Stone Mountain Skates adult session. A lot of R&B vibes, funk vibes, soul vibes going down. And December 16th is going to be Golden Glide 7 to 11 family session. That's a Friday. December 17th. Golden Glide 1 to 5 family session on Saturday. And December 21st, which I believe is a Wednesday, 7 to 11 at Stone Mountain Skate family session. And I feel like there's one more session I'm missing off the top of my head, but I can't remember it. But yeah, that should be the majority of my December schedule, man. Make sure you pop out. I definitely posted on my story, let y'all folks know what's happening. And appreciate the support. Y'all folks stay warm. I'll see you in the rink or another function elsewhere.
Word. Well, that puts a bow on TNT Podcast. DJ Turnup, DJ Tanaka. Yeah, we'll see you on the flip side.
Peace.